This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What have your early impressions been of Joshua Palmer, and how do you really see him fitting into the offense, the impact he can make for you guys?
Yeah, I think, I've been a fan of Josh's since he was coming out. He's an very intelligent football player, conscientious, wants to know the why and the big picture to everything, and, kind of a seamless fit for our room. He's a guy that can play all the positions, play inside, play outside. So it was a great get for us.
Have you seen Dalton Kincaid respond to what was a trying season, the injury and playing through that, his approach to the spring thus far?
I feel like he lived here this off season. When you see him out of practice, he looks just like Dalton Kincaid. Credit to him just living in the weight room, with the medical guys, just getting together with them. But I've loved everything I've seen from him. He's playing with confidence again, so it's been really fun to see.
You've been with Josh now for a couple of years. How do you fix your message up to keep things fresh when you've worked together for so many years?
Every year is a new year. We haven't done anything this year, so our approach is you don't get to pick up where you left off, and we really don't want to. And so Josh kind of embodies that. We're starting over from when it's install one, it's the most basics, and we have to master the system at every level. And so sometimes you think you know everything, and then if you really humble yourself to starting over, there's always little things that you can pick up. There's always elements of the offense. Offensive line, there's 101 sometimes for a quarterback position, and then with a guy like Josh, you get the MVP. It's you're trying to just continue to challenge him in ways, and he wants it all. But every year is a new year. We kind of just start over, and he embraces that and kind of rolls with it. So it makes a lot. It makes it easy.
So every year,
starting over. I know every year he expected something to improve on. Last year was turnovers. What have you seen from him this year, as a focus point?
Yeah, that's going to probably be a question you guys will have to, ask him. What I love about Josh is his demeanor, his approach, his mindset. It is as impressive as it gets, and it's infectious around the team. So when he walks in the building, you don't see a guy that you don't feel a guy that just won the MVP last year and it's like, oh, you know what, I'm good. You feel a guy that's hungry and is trying to figure out ways to get better and embracing his new teammates and trying to get them on the same page as him. And, you know, it's impressive. And I feel like year in year after year, I'm having to do a little less because he's doing more. And that's what's impressive about, you know, him as a leader.
I know that even though
every year is a new year, as well as everybody gave me, everybody gets a bunch of work last year. Do you want it to carry over, and can it carry over to his level of success, given that you've got new pieces?
Well, it's about defining what everyone eats kind of means. And to me, it has nothing to ever do with production. It's all about a selfless mindset. It's all about an approach. It's all about hey, I'm going to take care of my job, and if I do my job, everything else will come to me. And so that's all that it ever really is about. And so when guys have success, you know, we want to love each other, you know, and celebrate each other's success. That's what it's about. It's not about, hey, you know, this guy goes for 100 yards and then this guy runs for 100 yards. It's never about that. It's just about celebrating each other's successes and not caring about your own and caring about finding ways to win football games.
Joey, I know that you said that every year's a new year, but you're kind of unique here. You have a lot of guys returning, right? I mean, whole offensive line, basically 10 guys, running back group, maybe a couple receivers have changed. How does that change your approach as an OC? Everything's different, but you have these building blocks you've been building with the same group.
Yeah, no, it's unique, but I think a problem that every coach faces every year is if you think you can just pick up where you left off, you lose sight of the details, you lose sight of the how, you lose sight of like what got you to that point. And so, yeah, there's elements of what we did last year that we obviously need to continue to sustain, but there's so many elements we got to get better at. And I think when you just focus sometimes on the good or we got a lot of guys back, you can get comfortable. And we got to get better on offense, right? We got to find ways to improve. If as long as we embody that and have that mindset, regardless if we had 11 new starters or all 11 back, we got to have that same approach.
What does better look like when you score 30 points a game?
Well, it's never been about the production and the results to me. And that's something that we embody with it. It's, when it's a run play, what does the backside receiver look like? When I'm running a route that I might not be the primary, but I'm opening it up for the other receiver, what does my body language look like? So I believe that all of that leads to points. But I think sometimes we get caught up in thinking that the result is the big picture, and it's not. I think good things, and when everybody eats, it's a mindset of just doing your job, and the results will take care of itself.
What are your thoughts on what James Cook is going through right now, and have you had any contact with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys know by now how I feel about Jimbo, and look, that's stuff that's besides me, I don't make those decisions and whatnot, but he was obviously huge for us last year, and I'm excited to, when he is here, to be able to get with him. I obviously love Jimbo, but it's just like whenever someone's not here, it's a great opportunity for the guys that are, and, seeing Ray and Ty and, Diev and Frank just get those opportunities, like everybody kind of benefits from that, but I am excited whenever Jimbo is back with us.
Specifically with Ray Davis, how have you seen him take advantage of these extra reps after opportunities in James's absence?
Well, I think your second year playing football is just in the NFL, just going through the off season is critical. You think back to these rookies, they go from, they go straight from a bowl season to getting ready for a combine and training to then, I mean, they're just trying to keep their head above water, right? And so for a guy like Ray, who is as conscientious as it gets and wants to be a perfectionist, it's been really good for him to kind of take a step back and kind of be able to evaluate how he played last year and watch the tape and learn the running back position at a different level. Like, I thought that was a big reason, we've been able to, have some success in the run game as we have the last few years, is because the running back's understanding what the O-line are thinking. And now Ray just having the off season to go through it, has been really good and really unique. And you can see him just kind of taking another step to his game, both in the run game and the pass game, which makes life exciting for me.
Joe, I'm sorry. A guy comes in like Khalil Shakir, and you hope as a rookie, when he was a rookie, that he can get in on the field and everything. Has he raised his ceiling in your mind from what he's done and progressed and now signing a new deal to what he could be for you guys offensively, as good as he was last year?
Yeah, I don't really believe in ceilings, because I think then you're just limiting what you think a guy can do. A guy like Khalil Shakir, and then on the same thing, it's right, like, you get guys, they come in the league and they get drafted and they feel like they have to live up to an expectation. Then they go into a contract and they feel like, I gotta play well, I gotta get a contract. And then they get the contract and then they feel like they have to live up to the contract. I don't need him to do anything besides be Khalil Shakir. Like, his good is good enough. I have to continue to find different ways to get him involved in the offense. But I don't believe in putting ceilings on players, because both guys that we've had or guys that are coming from different places, because, you know, we got to continue to find ways to utilize our guys. And I couldn't say anything better about Khalil Shakir and his approach, his mindset, and how he does everything. And I don't need him to change anything, any part of. There's a reason he was rewarded for what he did.
Hey, Joe, thoughts on two guys, Elijah Moore first, and then Laviska Shenault. It's early, but what do you see in them, and what do you know of them coming to the Bills? Where do you think they could fit in here?
Yeah, I mean, it's. Look, we're 4 days into OTAs, right, with no pads. It's important, but I don't live in the world of, hey, the production is everything right now. To me, it's just like we were just kind of talking about the how, you know, are we understanding kind of what we need to do, what we're asked to do. What I've been the most impressed with those guys is their care for understanding and learning our offense and how we do things here. And that's what's important to me. You get a guy like Elijah. You know, I feel like he's living here, wanting to just kind of embody it, play inside, play outside, figure out, hey, what can he do to, what is Josh thinking on these plays? You know, what's the why? We're from the same area, so I've been following him, I feel like, his whole career, and it's been really cool of just seeing his approach, his demeanor, a guy that, you know, doesn't speak much, but just kind of works. You know, Laviska, like I said, a lot of these guys, it's fun because we've seen them coming out. Laviska was an absolute playmaker coming out, you know, get the ball in his hands and good things happen. And it's been really cool to just get these guys that are playmakers, being able to see what they can do and try to get a feel of and learn them. Just because a guy was utilized in a certain way somewhere else doesn't mean that's the only way they can be utilized. And so that's the process right now that we're trying to figure out is, hey, how do you utilize a guy like Elijah Moore or Josh Palmer or Laviska Shenault, some of these new guys, but their approach, their mindset, everything that we're kind of putting on their plates right now has been impressive.
You mentioned Dalton living in the weight room.
I'm sorry. I'm used to you guys on Zoom.
Have you seen similar gains from Keon this offseason?
Yeah. Keon, well, it's like I said, same thing like Ray Davis, right? You go into your second year. I mean, you're a 21-year-old guy. You see a guy, a basketball player that's now evolving into a football player. You know, you see the physicality. Again, there's no pads on, right? And so don't get me wrong. It's important. These practices are everything to us. We get to go out on the football field, but we know that football's played in the pads. But Keon's knowledge of the game, the nuances of the receiver position and the release game, all of those elements that he's had an off season, we've had an off season to watch it with him, see his growth. You see those signs right now. I liked how Keon played last year, and I'm enjoying seeing the questions that he's asking, his approach, moving him around, doing different things with him, seeing what he can and cannot do. But all of that stuff, once pads come on for any wide receiver, you know, once the physicality of the game, you know, football's a physical sport. So once the pads come on, you know, that's the biggest thing.
You mentioned moving him around. Can he get more looks on the inside?
Yeah, I mean, look, we have such a dynamic guy inside, but I don't believe in inside receivers, outside receivers. So a guy like Khalil, he's incredible at what he does. But that's some of the growth that, you know, for me as an offensive coordinator, is I got to make sure I'm moving Khalil around and getting him outside where they don't know exactly what he's doing. And part of, you know, our mindset and our approach with Everybody Eats is guys learning every position. Like, we don't have positions. It's understanding where you are in the offense. And so that helps us be able to move guys around inside, outside. And the more that you can have guys where they're not only one position players, it makes life a lot easier for us. And hopefully it makes it harder on the defense.
Joe, what did you learn about going through the head coach interview process last year, whether about yourself or the league or just the process itself and how it might benefit you?
It's unique. It's unique when you're doing it, right? Your mind's all on the game. So sometimes you're trying to figure out if you're even half there for those process. But It's a unique process for me because you don't have to ever prepare for those because you're not spending any of your time on it. So you just go out, you're able to go there, kind of be yourself, answer whatever questions that they're, you know, have different than, you know, when I was in Carolina, our season was over, you're sitting there, you're preparing for interviews, you're thinking through those questions. You know, what's unique about doing it in the playoffs is like you get off the practice field and you're like, all right, cool, just ask me whatever you got because I didn't spend any time, and you get to be yourself. And so it's a unique thing, but to say kind of learned anything about myself, some of that is just it's interesting just learning both sides and seeing the other side. I always feel like sometimes those interviews are just as much an interview, you know, the people across, you know, from you as well. But obviously none of those things that I'm kind of thinking about right now. I know everything else takes care of itself. There's a reason I wanted to be back in Buffalo for sure.
You feel how self-assuring was last year in that sense, having that full year under your belt, the success that you, that your offense enjoyed. You had the NFL MVP for the first time, which is it doesn't happen all the time for offensive coordinators. And what are the challenges going into your second season as a full-time OC here in Buffalo?
Yeah, what was the original?
How self-assuring was it?
I don't think you don't coach with that mindset, you know, like.
But in retrospect, you reflect back. Now that you've had a chance to reflect back.
Yeah, I think when you reflect back, you always reflect back on how you got to find ways to be better. Like we didn't do what we wanted to do, you know, and that falls on me. I have to do a better job, and so I don't think like that. I'm so excited when our guys have success. I loved seeing Josh, you know, win MVP. I love seeing our guys in the Pro Bowl. I love seeing our guys rewarded with contracts. That's them. You know, and they get rewarded for it. I have to continue to find ways for us to get better. And, you know, so that's not just focusing on the things that we did bad. We have to find out what we did well last year and making sure that, you know, when teams are studying us and figuring us out, that we're continuing to evolve from that standpoint as well. But that doesn't mean I'm just negative Nancy at all times. But, you know, I think that drive and that ambition for you is you see the guys that you're looking in front of in the unit meeting, and you want to make sure that you're doing everything for them to put them in a position to have success. And so we don't kind of live in a profession that, you know, you want the praise. You're just doing it so that your guys get all the praise.
Hey, Joe, when people think of offensive coordinators, they primarily focus on where the ball goes, right? Who's throwing it, who's catching it, who's getting it. But to the question that was asked earlier regarding continuity of your offensive line, left there is back, can you give an insight on how the offensive coordinator and you guys, how do you incorporate the fact that you're set there, but how does that impact what you do specifically? Because I think a lot of times people just think of where the ball goes.
Yeah, no, it's, look, we have the best, obviously the best quarterback in the game, but you're always going to go with your, it's hard to be a good quarterback if you're on your back, right? And so your offense line is critical, and that's both in the run game and the pass game. And I think the big thing that we try to pride ourselves here is the communication. Like, it is fortunate that we do have a lot of guys back. And so seeing, hey, their thoughts, hey, what are some elements that they think that we can improve on? Hey, how we can approach blocks differently? Hey, this is a scheme that we might have, you know, done a little bit last year, but, hey, that's something that we really need to kind of go with this year. It's more of, yeah, we know that they're back. They make our lives a lot easier. But trying to get their feedback on, because we trust them and we know them, different than if you had five offensive linemen, you're trying to figure their strengths out. It helps when you have guys back because you do know what they can do. So it's more of, hey, can we rely on those guys to figure out, hey, they got to find ways to get better, but hey, what is the next thing that we can do based off of how they're, man, you're David Edwards and you're working with Deion Dawkins now, you're Cybo Spencer, they know each other. Hey, we can do this type of block. And that's what's been really kind of cool. And it's tough right now. They're not wearing pads. I feel like they do individual for 4 hours during practice. But, you know, that's been really cool for me is those guys just coming to the office and just kind of, you know, kicking it and giving their thoughts and just talking ball.
Joe, we've not had a chance to talk to you since the AFC Championship game. What are your takeaways from that now that you've had a chance to sort of thoroughly digest it?
You know, I say I'm not a results guy, but, you know, when your season ends, the result is the result, right? And when you're the offense coordinator, you have your job is to score one more point than the opposing team, and we didn't get that done. And so that's what obviously, you know, makes it hard. That's what's tough is you walk away and you're like, hey, you know what? I didn't do a good enough job. Without getting into specifics, you know, that's really the thing. Our guys know, you know, I try to pride myself on, you know, when the guys come out of the game, they know that I put them in the best position. And I don't think any of our guys would say I didn't, but my job is to say, hey, we didn't win the football game. We didn't get to where we needed to get to. I didn't do a good enough job. And I prefer when it falls on my shoulders and not my guys.
To that point, I mean, you had the ball with 3.5 minutes.
No doubt.
You probably like that situation.
Every time.
How much has that stuck with you this offseason that you didn't get that done?
Yeah, I mean, you can't always – I'm not sleeping. We want the ball in our hands with the game on the line. like no doubt about it, and I'll take that all day, every day. And so that's an opportunity for us, and we didn't get it done. And yeah, that's important to us. That's always going to stick with you. But if we get that opportunity again, that's what I want. That's what our guys want. Like, you know, we got to be in that situation. We're playing on the road in those games. That chance going on, and we got to be excited as hell to go on that field and be able to go win the football game. And we didn't get it done, so we don't dwell on it. We know what we're working towards. And when we start over and we do everything and we just continue to take care of what we can, when those opportunities come, we're going to make the most of it. And so, yeah, that's kind of where we're at.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.